Chaz and AJ in the morning, 99.1 PLR, 95.9 The Fox. Let's talk about meat.
Meat.
I just had a nice weekend cooking meat on the grill from Omaha Steaks.
Very nice.
First wave hamburgers.
Nice.
I cooked them my very special Chaz way. And then second wave filet.
Nice.
And
nice chaser.
Oh, they came out the best.
Yep.
Both times. Todd Simon, fifth generation family owner of Omaha Steaks on the phone. Good morning, Todd.
Good morning, guys. How are you?
Good.
So far, so good, man.
Were you cooking over the weekend?
I was. The grill was active. We had a social distance gathering with some neighbors last night, just one family and their kids, and cooked some Omaha Steaks rib crown steaks, which were just unbelievable. Even the kids went crazy for them. My son says, Dad, this is the best steak I've ever had, then I know I've done something right.
Especially growing up in that house.
Yeah, really.
Rib crown steaks. I'm writing that down.
It's kid protein.
I haven't tried that one yet.
It is an amazing steak. It's actually the top part of the ribeye, and it's sort of sliced off, and it before it's cut into steak, it looks kind of like a big flank steak or something like that. Then it's cut into smaller pieces, and it plumps up on the grill in a way that other steaks don't, because the grain goes horizontal in the meat instead of vertical. So it's kind of technical, but super delicious.
Right.
That sounds great.
That's main part.
Let's bring in our CEO, Jeff Warshaw, who went to school with Todd.
Did that?
Good morning.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Hey, Jeffrey.
I just want to know, where's my rib crown steak? I have never had that, Todd. I'm expecting some. I need some. I want some. Get it to me, baby.
Right now. Exactly. Chop, chop.
All right. I'm turning up the FedEx machine right now.
That sounds right. Like. There's the treat. The rib crown steaks from Omaha, cooked by Jeff Warshaw.
Yeah, I want some. My day will not be complete until I know there's some heading my way.
There you go, see?
Well, you know, it'll be perfect for, you can cook them for Father's Day. We'll make that happen for you.
Perfect.
Great. Still got time to get stuff to you for Father's Day. Still got time to get stuff to your listeners for Father's Day. Dad wants steak for Father's Day.
Yeah, and
yes.
How late? Because, you know, there's procrastinators out there. Father's Day is not this weekend, next weekend.
Yes.
It's a little late. It's a later this year, and but basically, if you get your order in by the 16th or 17th of June, I'd err on the side of early and go the 16th. You know, for sure we can get them there.
Yeah, don't wait.
With standard shipping, and then if you want to pay a little extra for overnight or second day shipping, you can order up until probably the 18th even, and then we've even got a store in. Where? In South Windsor, Connecticut, and another one in West Hartford, Connecticut. So, you know, if you're a super procrastinator, we will be actually open on Father's Day in those stores.
Oh, wow. See?
Oh, that's great.
Guaranteed.
All right, let's do this. We'll have fun. Because you, Todd Simon, Jeff Warshaw, our CEO, go way back. Todd, you're going to mention a piece of meat, and then Jeff, you'll tell us how you'd prepare it.
Mm. Okay.
All right, here we go.
Okay, tomahawk ribeye.
I would give it direct heat over wood to sear it, and then move it to the other side so that it would get cooked to medium rare perfection.
Perfect. And what's medium rare? Do you use a thermometer, Jeff?
No, I do the hand test.
Yep.
Where you hold your fist and you lightly clasp it. And the meat area between your thumb and your pointer, that's rare. When you tighten it up a bit, medium, and you tighten it hard, that's well done. I learned that while cooking without sufficient lighting outside. So that's the way I do it. I don't use it for
mom. Yeah, my dad taught me the hand test when I was a kid, and I like the hand test, although I have to say it doesn't work the same for every cut. So I think the hand test works really well for filet mignon, pretty well for ribeye. Doesn't work as well for me on strip steaks and like top sirloin steaks. Then I actually use the trusty old meat thermometer, and I cook to 124 degrees internal temperature for perfect medium rare.
And then you let it rest, right? Because isn't resting like one of the most important parts of the?
Yeah, I let it rest for about 5 minutes because it'll the temperature will go up a couple more degrees even after you take them off the grill or out of the oven.
Yep.
So 5 minutes.
Letting it rest is one of the most important things that most people don't remember to do. And the bigger the piece of meat, right, Todd, the longer you need to let it rest. Isn't that right?
That's right. That's that. I endorse that wholeheartedly. We have a 48-ounce T-bone steak. We call it a king cut, and I like to do those on my smoker.
Nice.
And the trick is to get them to about that 125, and then you take them off and you just let them rest. I tent it in a little tin foil, okay, just to kind of keep it warm. But yeah,
I'm fresh getting hungry. Good.
Yeah, me too.
Yeah.
Well, these cuts, I'm going to go on the website.
Never had a tomahawk before.
I've had just about everything on that Omaha Steaks website. I have not had the rib crown steaks or this 48-ounce.
I want to try tomahawk. Never had one before.
Yeah, so search for ribeye crown. I think that's what we call them, ribeye crown. And that's a delicious. We make a 5-ounce and a 7-ounce steak in the ribeye crown. And we also have, I don't know if we have it in stock right now, but we also make a ribeye crown roast, which is a pound and a half. I think it's a pound and a half or a pound and a quarter. And that is an awesome... another awesome piece of meat to put on the smoker. It comes off unbelievable. It's really good for slow roasting.
Todd Simon, owner of Omaha Steaks, on the phone with Jeff Warshaw, our CEO. And you guys, were you roommates together?
We were in the same dorm, but Jeff was on the top floor. He was in the penthouse. I was down in the second floor, you know. And
you were in a hold?
Hey.
Yeah.
No, and then when we moved off campus, our apartments were right next to each other.
Wow. Oh, nice.
And I'm guessing you guys had good cookouts?
We did. I was cook-ins. Late night, especially, making our own cheesesteaks.
Right, but my roommate freshman year was from Philadelphia, and we stole a hibachi. I haven't even seen a hibachi in a long time.
Seriously?
But we stole a hibachi grill from his parents' front doorstep, and we put it on. There was an old tree stump right outside the front door of our dorm entrance, and we kept the hibachi out there. And I would actually put charcoal in that thing and grill steaks in the quad at school, and you know, I mean I'm sure that would be against every possible school policy today, but at the time we somehow managed to get away with it.
I don't understand why.
Did he use Cheese Whiz?
You know, I'm a provolone guy. Don't like the Whiz.
Yeah. You don't want cheese in the can.
No. Never liked the Whiz.
Well, we have to follow through on this cooking segment with maybe getting Jeff to cook some of these Omaha steaks.
Yes, cooking on air. Maybe we should do those ribeye crown steaks on air, you know, next time.
Works for me.
Yeah.
Do you know, I actually have a steak recipe of mine that was in the New York Times.
Really?
That was, quote, published in the New York Times.
Nice.
Yeah.
Wow,
yeah,
that's
really
awesome.
My daughter, Brett, she was friends with this woman that worked for the Times, and they were looking for recipes that had 5 ingredients or less. And it was also published on the Food 52 website, which is known as Bloody Good Steak. And it was like hanger steak, liberally coated with coarsely ground black pepper and kosher salt, seared in a cast iron skillet, and then taken off and then drizzled with very good balsamic vinegar, and let it sit for like 15, 20 minutes. And then the balsamic vinegar and the blood and the juices all mixed together and kind of makes some bloody good steak.
There you go.
That sounds Jeff, you could do that with other cuts, couldn't you?
Oh, yes, yeah, certainly. Yeah, that's my go-to preparation in my house. People, when I'm not cooking outside, in the cast iron skillet with a little balsamic, people love it.
Would you do that with a filet mignon?
I don't ever cook filet mignon. It's one of those that I rarely ever cook, but I would.
That's right.
I grew up eating ribeyes. That's my ribeyes and hanger steaks, I guess, would be the two I cook the most often. And of course, strip steaks.
And strip steaks, of course. Yeah.
Yeah. Bone-in. Yeah. I love bone-in ones too. Yeah.
I mean, the
all
big
right,
thick
I'm
ones
hungry.
That we
Who's
have
hungry?
Are
awesome.
I am. I love porterhouse. You have to rip.
I was going to say, you think you've had this conversation a couple times before.
Yeah.
Jeff, are you going to grill with your family for Father's Day?
Well, we're going to go to Long Island first, and then for lunch, and then when we come back, if I had like some, you know, those king cut ribeye crown steaks, I'm thinking that's what I would do if I had them, but I'll have to see if I get them.
Well, we're going to see if we can make that happen. We've got a I've had this event at my house for Father's Day for the last 5 years called, we call it Smokeachella.
Nice.
And it's a bunch of my friends bring their smokers to my driveway. We started about 6 o'clock in the morning, getting the fire going, having our first beer, Bloody Marys. And then we put the briskets on and the pork shoulders on, and we start to get everything going. And then we cook different foods throughout the day. And so we're going to do that again this year. It was a much smaller group. We used to invite the rest of the families over for a swimming party. We're not going to do that this year, but we're just going to have a guy's day on Saturday before Father's Day. And we're just going to, eat so much meat and cook so much stuff. In fact, I was thinking about what kind of breakfast we could make on the grill. So I've been noodling around what our breakfast recipes will be. I mean, no bacon will be involved for sure, but I'm trying to think how to get basted eggs on the grill or, you know, something else.
Yeah, they folded the grill on. I know that. Yeah.
Do you know one of the best restaurants in the world? One of the best meals I ever had. It's in the small town in Spain, and every single thing from the appetizers to the desserts, and including an egg dish, is cooked over different kinds of wood.
Wow, yeah, I'm going to have to get online. Yeah. I'll Google that. What's the name of that restaurant, Jeff?
Yeah, Echtibari.
All right.
I'm telling you, we have to do this segment.
We do.
Jeff takes Omaha steak meat and then prepares it different ways.
And feeds us.
Sounds great.
I will take a picture. When I get my Omaha steaks for Father's Day from Todd, I will take pictures, and you guys can post them online.
All right, very good. All right, Todd, anything else before we go?
Well, I don't know. I mean, we got to get everybody out there getting their Father's Day orders in. They got to use their promo code Chaz, right, in the search bar at OmahaSteaks.com.
Chaz.
Yeah.
Well, you know, Todd, with the thousands and thousands and thousands of people that are hearing this right now, every dad knows that if their family does not get them Omaha steaks, that they totally cheaped out.
Totally.
Exactly.
No pressure whatsoever.
I totally agree. I mean, and let's face it, dad's got a lot of stuff. And really, you know, what he wants is that experience with his family and the chance to be, you know, king of the grill again. And those Omaha steaks, especially if you give them a nice big package of them, will last for Father's Day, and they'll take you right into July 4th. So you really get double duty out of that freezer full of Omaha steaks. So,
and free shipping.
Every time when you give a gift like that, every single time you open up the freezer, you're reminded of how much your family loves you. So how could you beat that?
Exactly. OmahaSteaks.com, code Chaz, Chaz. Jeff Warshaw, CEO, Connoisseur Media. Thank you. Always great to hear your voice, brother.
Yep.
All right, take care, guys.
All right, Todd Simon.
Bye, Jeff.
Owner of Omaha Steaks.
Yeah.
Thank you, Todd.
Thanks, Todd.
All right, guys. Thank you so much. Happy Father's Day.
You too.
I've tried every miracle cream out there, and most of them end up in my bathroom graveyard. You know, that shelf of broken promises. But KPS Essentials actually works and keeps working. My skin feels smoother, hydrated, and alive again. Not fake, just healthy. Whatever this Dermanew technology is, my skin's clearly into it. It's like skincare with a PhD. They're clean, small batch, and trusted by doctors and 5-star spas, and now by me. Go to kpsessentials.com and take the skin quiz. It'll match your skin to exactly what it needs. Because healthy, happy skin shouldn't be a miracle.
Cleveland is where the urban meets the outdoors, where cultural celebrations meet rabid sports fans meet the symphony, where nobody goes hungry and everybody loves music. Fueled by passion, we are the land for life. From rich history to hidden gems, the Legends of the Land podcast shares the real stories from real Clevelanders that shape the city. From iconic chefs to grassroots changemakers, sports heroes to creative visionaries, learn why living all out is in Cleveland's DNA. Go to thisisCLE.com/podcast.